Hello, everyone. Thank you for coming, and thank you for all the live streamers. A little bit about me. I'm a college student living in the US, and I've been doing a lot of tech tinkering on open source stuff since I was little, and there's been a lot of that experimentation in my house. Ubuntu has also been a very common operating system in our house, just as much as Windows or Mac OS, and so I have a particular affinity to it. On top of that, the Asahi Linux project that came out in 2022 sparked up an interest in me and reminded me that what my mobile devices were capable of running on their chips. And so at the beginning, I was running virtual machine Ubuntu images on my iOS devices, but that wasn't native, that was virtual machines, so I wanted a native Linux-first device that was also affordable and accessible, and that is where Pine64 particularly stands out. And another important fact is that Orin actually means pine, so I've had a particular connection to them and affinity with them and dedication to their work. And so what makes Ubuntu Touch on Pine64 different from most devices is split in two ways. One, Pine64's devices are not like most Ubuntu Touch devices, and that is that, like many of the other talks earlier today have mentioned, Ubuntu Touch runs on Hallium kernels as opposed to mainline kernels, which means that there's a lot of extra components that are thrown in the middle to do some abstraction to get a lot of the sensors and modem and such working. However, on